right, we're on the record for After Talk. Oh.
I do like on Righteous Gemstones how dated all of their lingo is. Like that's intentional.
Like it's all like 80s high school slang.
Whatevs.
Yeah.
Whatevs.
Whatevs.
Like even the liberal use of the F word, like the F word just doesn't have the same impact to my children that it does.
We didn't talk about the skull and cape or the cape and
oh, that's gun right. And the fact that his...
He couldn't stop cursing, and so he got slapped.
The slapping!
And his opposite guy on the mirror image of the Gemstones apparently was beat up. I wonder if that'll pay off.
Oh, yeah. Jesse beat him up. Or had him beat up.
Yeah. Happy America's Birthday Eve.
Oh yeah. What do you guys do for America's Birthday Eve? Do you roast the traditional bald eagle?
Tell you what, man. My dad cooked hot dogs and it was pretty great.
We always roast a bald eagle made of hot dogs over fireworks. That's how we celebrate.
Do you guys read into omens? Because
good omens or bad omens?
Any omens. I always note them because I think to myself, if I was writing a book about all this, that would mean something. And
sure. Yeah, I got you.
I don't believe in them, but I note them. Definitely rolled up on HQ, seeing a bunch of buzzards pecking apart some roadkill. Which is like,
oh no, that's not even, that's just common. That's just common here. Yeah,
that's just Texas.
You mean from Silo?
You know what? He does a good job at getting angry. He's a good angry actor.
I hate it when Common's out in front of my house eating roadkill.
So here's something I found out. This is loosely tangentially related to a silo, right?
Okay.
We wanted to dig a well. But to dig a well in the middle of the property would be tens of thousands of dollars, between $20,000 and $40,000, right?
Dang, I see.
And Bonnie had noticed that there was like an old well up at the very, very front of the property, right? Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind, the purpose of the well would be so it would be, you know, centrally located and we could have access to enough water that we could grow a lawn. Wouldn't that be neat? That kind of mm-hmm, stuff. Mm-hmm. And Bonnie always kept pointed at this old thing. I'm like, nothing there. So we finally got an expert out and he was like, what were you saying? There's like a well there. Apparently the expensive part of a well is not any of the machinery. It's just the existence of a hole that goes down 200 feet, 300 mm-hmm. feet or so.
The actual digging and removing of the
earth. And it's so important that it would make more financial sense, like to the tune of tens of thousands of dollars, to use this way off to the side existing hole, if indeed it still exists, and then run pipes all over 7 freaking acres. That sounds bonkers to me. Explain this, Tom.
Well, I think what you're experiencing is what's called a reckoning.
Oh, I see what you want to talk about.
Because when that guy came out, he pointed out the thing that seems cheap to dig a hole because we've only dug shallow holes in our lives.
I don't know, but I'd like to think that you and I have dug deeper holes than most.
Rhetorically speaking, absolutely. But physically speaking, probably not. I mean, I think it's one of those things where you just don't understand the scale, right? Where there's like way longer hole and way more earth than you think. Because you've had that thing where you've started a project where you're like, well, I just need to tie 100 rubber bands. And then like 10 rubber bands in, you're like, I'm not making any progress. This is going to take forever. I feel like it's that way with the hole of like, right. We think, oh yeah, you just dig down. And it's like, no, this is like way harder. So running pipes, you don't have to dig down that far.
Yes.
And so it's, if you lay all
the thing that you really want to talk about, which is
if you lay all the noodles end to end, can you get to the moon? Sort of like you can lay all the pipes end to end and it still wouldn't be as deep as the hole you had to dig. And it's smaller because it's just pipe size, not well size.
Yeah. What do you think we should tweak the title of this very program to?
Who was it that sent Reckoning as an idea?
Let me look it up.
Because I love that.
Yeah, Cord Killers. Somebody suggested Reckoning. That we call it Cord Killers Reckoning. And it's like, yes.
That's genius.
That's exactly right. Because it doesn't imply because that
cable
it's
is
a
having
disaster.
A reckoning. Exactly. Streaming is having a reckoning. All of us. Brian, Bryce, and I excluded because we're smarter than this. Mm-hmm. But all of us who expected this to be like super smooth and you'll just pay one service and get everything, we're all having a reckoning. So,
It conveys that we're in the middle of chaos and there probably is order on the other side. But right now, there's an awful lot on fire and in the reckoning.
Yeah, I like the idea that there could be Cord Killers Judgment Day at the end of the reckoning.
Sure.
Like, not that there will be, but like that is sort of like implies that that's where we're headed someday.
It was Derek, the same person who wrote in about Silo.
Oh, thank you, Derek.
He said, unrelated to Silo, if you're going to modify the show name, what about Cord Killers Reckoning? We're now dealing with the consequences, good and bad, of the post-Cord landscape. I think we have a winner there.
Bryce, what do you think?
Yeah, Cord Killers Reckoning.
Reckoning. There will be a reckoning.
What I also like about it is that you could be a first-timer, and you could see the title, Cord Killers Reckoning, and whatever the album art. And it's like, you'll be like, oh, I get it. These guys are killing cords, and now this is a show about how to navigate this chaotic environment.
Is that the first thought?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That is the first
thought. Either that or like a rogue band of vasectomy doctors.
Yeah. See, that's where I think there's some confusion. I think there might be a little, is this going to be about my boys or is this going to be about my testicles?
Man, one of my favorite moments was after my daughter was born and I tweeted you publicly, Tom. I said, Tom, I just cut the cord.
That was good. I'm trying to find.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to find Hannibal.
Hannibal. No.
Hannibal wanted to eat leaves. I said I was going to eat a heel. I was practicing.
May not believe me now.
He's got to say it.
What?
He's the devil, Mr. Graham. Smoke.
I want to eat Hannibal.
Dangerous.
I need to know if you're going to try to kill me again.
What am I hearing?
Is
now that I finally find you interesting, I want you to admit what you are.
How would killing me make you feel?
I told you not to put him out there!
It's going to be at the very
end. Is Tom just watching a TV show?
There will be a reckoning.
There we go. That was it.
Oh my gosh, what a long way to go.
What was that?
That was way too long. It's like a 20-minute Hannibal supercut, I guess. I don't know. It says it's only a minute 33, but it felt longer.
It was a promo for Nickelodeon's reboot of Double Dare.
Yeah. I just wanted to get to this part. Well, forget it.
Tom, oh, my co-host wanted him to say reckoning. Now I'm gonna eat him.
Come on, a little worse decision. Now he's gonna have his reckoning something.
It's in there. We heard it. I paused right before. There will be a reckoning.
They're coming. They're coming for me. I got the text message today.
Uh oh.
this afternoon, middle of the day, because I think my parents are off today. Did you request to update the Netflix household for your account?
Oh, no.
Have to confirm this was you.
You have to make a choice.
I don't have to make a choice.
There will be a reckoning.
They have to make a choice. So here's how the Netflix household stuff, I guess, works. A Netflix household can be set using a TV devices. All other devices that use your Netflix on the same internet location at this TV will automatically be part of your Netflix household.
Okay.
And then it's like, hey, these are the devices that you're going to say are your household, which is a Samsung TV and an Apple Android phone and stuff. Click the button if you want to make them be your Netflixes. So sorry to my parents. You're going to have to sink or swim on your own on this one.
They've been riding on yours.
Yeah. They use mine with all of my streaming stuff. So
wait, they didn't say, oh, we got this message that says we're out of the household. They just said, reset the household. Don't tell Bryce.
Well, I think they didn't know. I think my dad didn't know.
I'm sure they did.
He just said, I was trying to log into Netflix and I had to get a text message for verification.
So he did tell you about it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. But I got the text message first before. The code.
I have information, but I don't remember who gave it to me, whether or not it's rumor or privileged information regarding YouTube.
Okay.
Maybe I just read it. I think this is public, but it's still rumor. Have you guys seen the if you're using an ad blocker thing?
So you're talking about the global tests of YouTube, YouTube's ad blocking stuff.
Yes.
Presumably, if you're in the, quote, very small number of people who are in that test, if you try to watch 3 YouTube videos with an ad blocker on, after that third one, it says, hey, you know, we're YouTube. We're trying to, hey, why don't you turn that thing off? Which I get. I get it. I understand it.
I kind of get it too.
Maybe it is a bad time to try. I get it. But it compared to a Reddit and a Twitter, like I would want to be well away from those landslides as much as I can. If that means,
or maybe this is the perfect time because people are so busy being mad at Reddit and Twitter that they just won't have time to get up ahead of steam about YouTube fighting ad blockers.
That's actually that is. Mm-hmm. Here's all I know is I read that article and I counted my family members and then I thought about what computers are logged into what accounts and I wondered how many YouTube premiums I would have to buy to make everybody not yell at me.
You'd have to buy one just to get a family plan or just buy,
Yeah, but we...
I think family plans have like 6, right? 6 members?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I don't even know that covers us. Like,
so if you might have to buy 2 family plans, but...
Scam Nation, Modern Rogue, Brian Brushwood.
No,
your brand accounts, are just grafted onto your own account.
You buy it for the viewer, not the channel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, when we're logged into stuff into the channels through my account, it gets premium. It's because I pay for premium, not because Scam School has premium or anything. It does. I wish it would.
I was wondering why I ain't see no ads.
You're welcome.
Why, thank you, Bryce. What's interesting is, like, this is kind of an insidious thing because, like, in my entire family, and, you know, let's say I was running out of slots, I might be tempted to my 10-year-old would never complain if she had to sit through ads, but what would I be doing morally to decide that? Yeah, no, let whoever these corporate entities are program your likes and desires. But I guess that's already happening. She's on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's where my head went immediately. I was like, well, yeah, horse is out of that barn. When I was at my cousin's birthday party, this weekend, they don't pay for YouTube premium and they kept watching things on YouTube, and like they didn't blink. They're just so used to it. I was the one like, oh my God, we have to wait through an ad. And it was just habit to be like, start the YouTube video, have a side conversation that you knew would take about 30 seconds, and then go, oh, okay, the ad's done. Great. Let's watch the thing.
Yeah. Free, the power of free, man. Mm-hmm. The power of free. Like, I get that there is a cost for all of these sites to run, of course.
Yep.
But there is a substantial benefit of letting people just use it. There is so much good in the world because YouTube has never cared about ad blockers before now.
Yeah.
And it's just a bummer to see that maybe that changes. Even though I completely understand it.
Bummer is a good word because it's not judging, but it accurately reflects what it feels like. Like, oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. Well, so when do we call the reckoning?
We have to figure out a tweak to the album art. We have to figure out a tweak to segment names and intros and all that stuff.
I like September 10th or 11th. Maybe we call it the 10th. I honestly pick that date because it gives us enough time and it's after Labor Day weekend.
I know, but Tom.
We could do it the week after that just to avoid that day.
CordKillers@gmail.com.
Or the week before, I guess. But then we have Labor Day.
But now it looks like we're like, yeah, then that means somebody is going to log in on that day.
So September 18th will be September. We call it September 18th. Does that work? Is everybody happy with that?
Yes, I would say no earlier than September 18th.
Sure.
That's probably a good idea. I'm going to be out of the country for a couple of weeks in there too. So that helps.
Okay.
For unrelated reasons.
Yes.
Not because he picked the specific thing and just doesn't want to be anywhere near us the day we flip the switch and change the name of this beloved property.
I'm going to go Tom's across
smart.
The ocean.
He's smart.
Just in case.
CordKillers@gmail.com. That's the email address. You can always send in your thoughts or leave the comment on the Patreon post here. Thank you so much for being a supporter. Or on Patreon.
I get back on the 13th. Okay, goodbye.
All right, goodbye.
Oh my God.